Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. Just greet your neighbor as you welcome them. Amen. Glory to God. You're welcome. Thank you, worship team. Give the worship team a big hand clap. Give Albert a big hand clap for being brave today to lead. Okay. Amen. I pray that no man will also regain the courage to lead once again. Yeah, but it was wonderful. Amen. Wonderful. Yes, I'm sure once again we got to the house of Juliana's friend. Amen. Yeah, visitors, if you don't know what that means, go read the word of the week for the other week. Yes. Glory be to God. Amen. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, I've heard people saying that, what? There's a command to fast. Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know whether it's a command. You know, to be honest with you, I'm not an expert at hearing from God. Okay? Yeah. Of course, this is a disappointment for those of you who consider me your pastor. Okay? But I'll be honest with you. I'm not what? I'm not a pro at what? Hearing from God. That's why rarely do I tell people, okay, that God has said something. Do you understand? Rarely, what I usually do, I tell you my mind or my thoughts. And when I add God has said, I make it what? Clear. I make a distinction. Okay? If you've been saved for just 1 year, okay, 1 year, okay, and that is if you're honest, you will realize that there are so many things you have said that God told you, okay, and then you realize, okay, God didn't what? Do I have a witness in the house? Okay, say, God told me that day, God told me, God told me, pass there, God told me, buy this one, God told me, then. Okay, you actually realize, God what? Okay, but many people, there are not so many people who humble themselves later and say, man, those were my things. It wasn't God. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. And Paul reached, I think Paul had also what? Backfired so many times. Okay, as he was growing up in salvation, Paul the apostle. I hope you guys know that Paul the apostle also grew up in salvation. There was a point in time when Paul was a babe. You agree? Paul wasn't born again. Do you understand? You okay? Once upon a time, he even killed people. Christians. Okay? Then he got saved. So when he got saved, okay, on that day he got saved and the week thereafter he was a babe. Do you understand? So it is possible, of course, no, it is not possible. It is for sure that Paul backfired what? Many times. He said, God has told me, our God, the God of Israel, has told me, this. Then sure, things don't happen, All right, and then, but we see somewhere when he was writing to the Corinthians, okay, he would write to them some things and tell them, but these are my thoughts. It is not the Lord. Do you understand? And the other points when he was very sure it is the Lord. So he would tell them, now this is not me speaking. This is the Lord. But other times he was like, what? Man, yeah. You know, I'm writing to these things, but this is not the Lord. This is me. Do you understand? Eh? And so for me, I'm still on that thing of what? This is me. Eh? Okay, glory be to God. Amen. So on Sunday, when I preached, that message, I was just preaching my things. What I felt, what God wanted me to say. All right? However, it turns out that it was the Lord speaking. Glory be to God. As many people testified thereafter. Joanne, apparently, that week, you know, she had learnt about that day, you know, that Jewish day. And she had decided that on that day and the days thereafter, she's going to begin a fast. You know, eh? Okay, and so we are now very sure that what we shared on Sunday was of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. I hope I never produce a bunch of people with unbelief where they're always not sure, not sure, not sure. Okay? If God has told you something, be sure, eh? Don't follow me, eh? Okay? For me, you know, eh? Do you understand? Eh? So, don't leave this place and start being unsure of everything. I'm not sure, I'm not sure, I'm not sure, you know. Eh? Do you understand? Eh? If God has told you your things, be confident of your things. Eh? The things which God has told me, which I'm confident about, okay, but when it comes to now the church, eh? Okay, there are things that I just say, these are my things I'm going to preach today, all right? If it is the Lord, it is the Lord, eh? Okay? If it is not the Lord, at least I didn't tell anyone to kill themselves. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. By the worship team, the songs which they sang were of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Give them a big hand. Hallelujah. Amen. And what we did at the anniversary, you know, the singing for a long time, eh? Okay, was of the Lord. Because thereafter, a dream came that we had what? Reached Juliana's friend's house. Okay, that means it was of what? Okay, but when there was a day when I called Juliana and Albert. I told them, now you guys, I have an idea for the anniversary. An idea. All right? We told them, God has said anniversary, only singing. I just said, you guys, I have a brilliant idea. And I think it can, you understand? Eh? All right? And it turns out that the idea was of what? Was of God. Glory be to God. Amen? So, if you've been saved for, you know, a few years, a few months, you should have learned, from your history, from your personal history, of the things God has told you. God has told me. All right? Yeah. People want to manipulate others. They say God has, you know. If you had money from someone, just tell them, can you give me some money? You understand? Don't tell people God has what? Told you, you know. Don't. Okay? If you're interested in a girl, don't. First, okay, even if for you know it's God, God what he told you, but don't go to a chick and start, you know, that's a fake line, eh? No, God told me, man, you're my wife. As in, that's not what? That's not right, eh? Hallelujah. That's not what? That's not right. Tell the chick, you know, what you think, what? Anyway, whatever, eh? Okay? I was the entire expert in those things, so I even don't know what you tell. You tell her what? Glory be to God. Amen. tell her, you know what? What? Why you like her? Why you think you wanna marry her? You know, eh? Glory be to God. Amen. Tell her anything. Eh? Glory be to God. Okay. Tell her what? Rachel is laughing. I don't know what is making her laugh. Of course, don't tell her anything, but tell her anything. Do you understand? Yeah. You understand? Tell her anything, but no, you know, glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? It's okay, you can tell about her. Of course, you have to be wise again. All right? Yeah? Yeah, you can tell about, I mean, you know, anyway, you what? I didn't want to stumble what? People, but yeah. Okay, tell her, you know. I think let me what? Preach my what? My things. However, I've realized over the years that sometimes I'm joking about something, but when actually what? God is sorting out, you know, when it is of what? Of God. Glory be to God. Amen. There's a guy, some guy, he wasn't born again. Okay? But someone, you know, a friend of mine, this is many years ago before some of you were born. Okay? So a friend of mine who drew him to KPC for a service. You know? Then they were singing this song. You are beautiful beyond description. Too marvelous for words. The guy said, man, that song, I have to write it down. This song, man, they are the words to tell a babe. You know, this guy, and you know, as in these are the words. Eh? Guys from Chibuli, you know, I had a roommate who was from Chibuli. They used, Albert, he told me that vibing a chick, you know, vibing a chick. Do you know? You don't know. You know what it means, okay? Maybe you've never done it, but you know. And so he said that they used to call it okusomba. You know, Chibuli guys never used to speak English. So man, all their things were okusomba word. Word as in words. Yeah, okusomba word, you know, and those things, whatever. So God is good. Now, so we said last week, okay, that this is a season of what? Fruitfulness, isn't it? Okay? This is a time for favor, okay? A time of reward, a season of reward for you and I, yeah? Okay? Yeah. And God was saying that the set time, okay, the appointed time, to favor you has come. Alright? So God wants you to know what you're going to receive. Alright? Just like with Abraham, God is not interested in hiding anything from you. Okay? He wants to tell you. Alright? Yeah, okay? Abraham, one time the Lord visited Abraham. Okay? And Abraham asked him that, what shall I receive, seeing that I go childless? Okay? And God was like, you get a son. I'm going to give you a son. Glory be to God. Amen? The disciples, okay? You know, they asked the Lord, what shall we receive? We who have left everything, what are we going to receive? What, you know, how are you going to pay us? Not really, but it was implied. Okay? And the Lord, he told them what they were going to get. Glory be to God. Amen? So that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to go to him and ask him. Okay? When the 70 years of captivity in Babylon had been accomplished, okay? And Daniel got to know about it, okay? From Jeremiah's prophecy, okay? Daniel took up the matter, you know, with the Lord, in fasting and prayer, okay, because he realized, oh, our time to get out of here has come, okay, and he went and, you know, he saw the Lord about the matter, okay, and the Bible says that Gabriel was swiftly sent, okay, with the answers and much more, okay, as you read in Daniel chapter 9. Glory be to God. Okay? The Bible says that the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plans to the prophets. Okay? So now God wants you to be a prophet of your own life. He doesn't want to do anything with you or for you without revealing it to you. Glory be to God. Amen? Go and what? Go and ask him. Okay? He's interested in that. Okay? And we saw, apparently, God commanded that we should do it with prayer and what? And fasting. Okay? For me, I suggested, but it turns out that what? It was actually a command. I think I misrepresented God. Okay? From what Joanne said on what? On Thursday. And what Christine has said today. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, but fast and pray, all right? As you can. There is no, prescribed way, whether 40 days, 21 days, 1 day, 24 hours, 12 hours, water, dry, those things. You do what? As the Holy Ghost leads you, Amen? Hallelujah. Okay? I don't know about the children. Maybe the children, you should chill them. Okay? Grace Joy, you eat your food. Hallelujah. Okay? Yes, and they're beginning school tomorrow. Some of them. Glory to God. Amen. Now, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 21, from the New American Standards Bible. It says, adversity pursues sinners, but the righteous will be rewarded with prosperity. Glory be to God. You remember, this is the season of rewards. Okay, God is going to reward you. Okay? With what he's going to reward you, what he's going to reward you with, I don't know. Hallelujah. All right? And I'm not ready to lie to you. Okay? I'm not ready to impress you with giving a prophecy of what God's going to do. I'm not going there. Hallelujah. God has said you can find out for yourself. Amen? And this is one of the dangers of the prophetic movement. Raising babies, babies who cannot talk to the father. Okay? Some have even turned out into a cult. Okay? Where these people cannot speak to God through Jesus unless they put some guy in between there. Do you understand? That is ridiculous. Okay? In a sense, they're even worse than Catholics who put Mary and Saint Geraldine, I mean, that is ridiculous. All right? So, go to God. You understand? He's your father. He's your father. Okay? He has made a way, for you to go to him and ask him. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I was going to add something else, but I might get diverted. So now, for some people, this is where I wanted to come. For some people, okay, if not all of you, okay, now, and God is going to reward you with prosperity. Okay? And specifically, financial prosperity. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay, remember, this is the season of what? Reward. God is going to reward people with what? I don't know. Okay, but for some people, with prosperity. Glory be to God. The reward of the righteous, okay, is what? Oh, prosperity. Glory be to God. Okay? And for some of you, or most of you, or all of you, okay, I don't know. Glory be to God. I don't know which is which, but anyway, okay, you're going to be rewarded with prosperity. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen? Now, when these things start, this talk of what? Prosperity starts, Okay? It always ends up in what? In, you know, now give, you know, in order to what? To whatever, into what? The season of prosperity. But now, that's not what God is saying today. God is just telling you what he's going to reward you with. Hallelujah. So we're not going into giving and receiving. Hallelujah. Okay, for your own what? Information. Eh? Okay, so sit still and enjoy what? The service. Eh? Giving is not coming. Of course, there will be the usual Sunday of but you understand. Eh? So how about sit what? Sit still. You don't have to give away school fees for your kids. Eh? You okay? Hallelujah. You're going to be rewarded with prosperity. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. Prosperity. Financial prosperity. Okay? I've told people over the years. Okay? But people have refused to listen to me. I tell people that don't ever talk about this financial prosperity thing, especially the giving bit, if God hasn't told you. You understand? Eh? This money thing, the giving money thing, is very delicate. Hallelujah. Very delicate. Eh? Hallelujah. Okay? Leave that subject alone. Okay? Only talk about it. Only tell people to give, you know? Unless God has told you, yeah? You understand, eh? Okay? Carol, eh? You like to preach. Hallelujah. Okay? This money thing, eh? Leave it alone until you're told to talk about it. You know, leave this thing alone, eh? Okay? The last time LAT talked about it was in January. Can you imagine January? Okay? 9 months later, we haven't talked about it. Why? Because I know this thing is what? It's a deadly utopic. Eh? Okay? And that's why even today when I'm talking about it, I'm not telling you what to give. I'm telling you what you're going to get. Hallelujah. This thing has gotten people in trouble with God. And there's a scripture which says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 that because of, you know, greediness, okay, the love of money, because of it, people have strayed from the faith. Okay? KJV said they have erred from the faith. Okay? As in they have gotten, strayed means you're off track. Eh? You're no longer in the faith. Okay? That means you are not born again. Can people lose their salvation? There are hundreds of scriptures which say that. Okay? So people have strayed from the faith. Eh? The Bible says, that same chapter, they have drowned. When you drown, you die, isn't it? Okay? It says that they have pierced themselves through with many sorrows because of what? The love of money, greediness. Okay? Okay? This thing called what? Leave it alone. Eh? Okay? Only talk about it when you're very sure God has told you to what? Especially when it involves his children parting with their money. Glory be to God. Amen? So God is saying that you are going to be rewarded with prosperity. Okay? That means many of you are going to see financial increase. Glory be to God. Amen? Many of you are going to do what? See financial increase. Hallelujah. It's going to happen. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7 and 9. It says that, for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing. Glory be to God. Amen. Man, I remember, I think it was 2003, 2004. I knew these verses. Hey, I would tell you about these verses and you'd be like, man, you know, the whole world should listen to you. Okay? So, anyway, so the Lord is bringing you into a place like this as far as prosperity is concerned. Okay? Okay? You're entering a season in which you will eat bread without scarcity and you will lack nothing. Glory be to God. That sounds like you will not see financial depression. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay? Concerning this, I'm very sure what I'm talking about. Okay? Okay? I'm just not adding that the Lord is, you know, say, but you know, he's saying that. Glory be to God. Financial increase is coming to you. All right? You're going to eat bread without scarcity. Okay? And you're going to lack nothing. Okay? God is giving it to you as a reward for the great work that you've done for him. For your faithfulness. Hallelujah. For your sowing, for your giving. Okay? There is a harvest coming your way. Amen? Psalms chapter 66. Okay? Verse 10 to 12, it says, "For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid afflictions on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us to reach fulfillment." Hallelujah. Amen. The things you have gone through, okay, concerning finances, you know, okay, most of those things were tests. Glory be to God. Okay? He says you caused men to ride over our heads. Okay? You, God, you caused it. You allowed it to be. Okay? We went through fire. Hallelujah. Okay? And through water, but you brought us to reach fulfillment. Glory be to God. This looks like our last Sunday. Yeah? Speaking very serious things, but people, you know, they are like, you know, as in, Now it is getting me to go back where we began, vibing chicks. You know, you all just like you don't care why, you know. Okay? Most ladies, either it is inborn or they are trained, you know, to respond like that when they are, you know, when some guy is singing to them, "You're beautiful beyond description, too wonderful for words, too wonderful for comprehension." Okay? Like nothing ever seen, you know. So they all behave like, "What? Look at this chick guy, you know. Chick guy." Meanwhile, you're what? You're squatting, what? Hallelujah. So you see, especially you Christian guys, you shouldn't go by what you see. Hallelujah. You shouldn't go by how, you know? Hallelujah. You know, how they are responding. I'm speaking to this crowd here. Glory be to God. You just what? Kusomba your words. Hallelujah. Okay? And be constant. Eh? Season in, season what? If they, you know, you're just going through a test. The chick is testing you with her, what? Because you know the first, yeah? The first fool, not the first guy who has said, you understand, eh? Okay, then she will slap her, please don't call me again, But you're just being tested. Okay? And every test is for a promotion, eh? Girls tests. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. I remember we were at KPC. Yeah? I was in KPC many years ago. Watoto North, eh? Okay? KPC North, Chisasi. And so there was this, there was a single seminar of sorts. Eh? Okay, so I went there. I attended it. I was single. You know, anyway, so there was a Q&A. Q&A means question and answer. So, some girl, she wrote her note to the pastor. And anyway, the question was that there's been this guy. Anyway, the guy was vibing her. And now that he stopped. So she was like, can I check him? Or... You understand? Obviously, the girl hadn't said yes to the proposal. She was, just feeling nice. But in those things. So the guy had what? So the chick was like, now, should I check him? Now, check who? Yes, check what? Check who? Do you understand? But what does that mean? Is that the chick was what? Interested, but just try, you understand. Now the guy has left now. Can I chat, I remember Pastor Joshua, as he read the question, he was laughing. I don't remember the response he gave, but it was to the effect that, don't be stupid. All right? There's no one to check. Hallelujah. Okay, so we went through fire and through water, but you brought us to reach fulfillment. Glory be to God. God is bringing you to reach fulfillment. Amen. I don't know whether that word is for this young boy. Sam. Okay, God is bringing you to what? Reach fulfillment. Hallelujah. For you just be easy. Your parents are the ones to consider to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 126. We're going to read so many verses because I haven't dreamt since that day when we went to Juliana's friend's house. And it's coming to 2 weeks. Okay, 2 weeks, no dream, man. Alright? So what do you do in such circumstances? Okay? You just say what you want to say. Amen? Alright? You fellowship with the Lord and then whatever comes to your heart, you're like, yeah, that's it. So he says, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Okay? The captivity ending. And people are set free. He said, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. It was a great moment. All right? Then they said among the nations, okay, the Lord has done great things for them. Okay? And we also agreed that yes, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Glory be to God. Amen. you're getting out of what? Captivity. Okay, you're getting out of poverty. Glory be to God. Okay, Psalm 105 verse 23 says, Israel also came into Egypt to be enslaved, to fulfill prophecy. And Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. God increased these people greatly, okay? They multiplied, and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their hearts to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants, okay? Then, when due season came, it says, he sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed signs and wonders among them and wonders in the land of Egypt. And now verse 37 says, okay, it says, he also brought them out with silver and gold. And there was none feeble among their tribes. Glory be to God. They came out, KJV says, laden with silver and gold. And there was none feeble among their tribes. The prophecy, okay, to Abraham was fulfilled. Remember, he had told Abraham, they shall come out with great possessions. And they who came out loaded with silver and gold. Okay? Psalm 126. Okay? The captivity is over. Glory be to God. You are going to increase financially. Hallelujah. You're going to increase financially. The Lord is bringing you into a good land. Okay? A land in which you will eat bread without scarcity and you will lack nothing. That land exists, by the way. It exists in all, places on the earth. Do you understand? That land exists in Uganda. Such lands exist in Africa. Such lands exist in South America, Southeast Asia, okay? One of the, those lands exist where you can be in a place and there is lack all over, but you're not touched by it. Hallelujah. And that is what is going to happen to you. Amen? Glory be to God. If you've been doing well, okay, like Joseph was, he was in prison, but he was a prosperous man. If you've been doing well, okay, God is going to increase you. Okay, like he did with what? With Joseph, he increased him. Glory be to God. Okay, just a reminder, okay, these are not idle words. Hallelujah. These are not what? And, the words also, okay, which you're supposed to go and tell that girl, all those girls, okay, they won't be idle words. Hallelujah. They won't be what? Idle words. All right? In some way or the other, you will reap a harvest. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is good. God is what? God is good. Okay? Now, for your own information, I have finished preaching. All the verses are what? Finished. Amen? But let us read Psalm 126 again. Psalm 126. It says, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Okay? Have you ever had a dream when you're picking money, all over as, okay? Or kids, okay? When you break into a shop, and you're eating chocolate. When you're kids, didn't you ever have such dreams? Okay, not stealing, but somehow you find yourself into a shop. Sweets, why, eating? Okay? And then, you know, then you, man, you wake up and you're like, it was just a dream. Okay? Have you ever had those things? Hopefully you've never been, you never have kind of dreams. Eh? Okay? So this is what happened to these guys. Eh? Okay? Verse 2. Okay? It says, then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then the people said about us, that man, the Lord has done great things for those guys. All right? So then we agreed and said, the Lord has done great things for us and we are glad. Okay? So it looks like another captivity came. Okay? Because here it says, bring back our captivity, O Lord. Meaning that somehow something had happened. Okay, so now bring back our captivity, O Lord, as streams in the south. Then he says, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bearing his sheaves with him. Okay? If there is anything to get from this sermon, okay, today, it is Psalm 126. Go and meditate upon Psalm 126. Glory be to God. As I was led to read it this morning, I felt like that is what the Lord, that was what the Lord was saying. Glory be to God. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay, you're coming out, you're going to be set free, you understand? You're going to prosper, eh? Okay? We remember the reward, okay? It says that prosperity is the reward of the righteous. We're in a season when God is going to start rewarding people, okay? And one of the rewards is going to be prosperity. Glory be to God. Financial increase. You sowed in tears, okay? You're coming back loaded. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Just thank him for what you've had. Thank him for what he's going to do. Thank him for what he's going to do. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him. Thank him.
Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.